Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising. I'm your host, Kim Daly. Whether you're a CEO, a military vet, a real estate investor, or simply in career transition and ready to take ownership of your future, with each episode, you're going to learn valuable insights and hear inspiring stories from within the franchise industry. On that note, my guest stories are their own. And as a franchise consultant, I do not make personal brand endorsements or earnings claims, but I do educate, motivate, and inspire dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to American Wealth and Franchising and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly, and in studio today, another inspiring episode from my new friend, Emily Van Cleef. She is the Bloomin' Blinds franchisee from South Charlotte. Emily, welcome to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Thank you so much.
I am so happy to have you here because, number one, people don't wake up and go, oh, yeah, I'll be in the blind business. So, my 22 years of being a franchise consultant, I've helped a lot of people get into the blind business. So, let's go ahead and tell the listeners of Kim Daly TV a little bit about your journey. What was happening in your life when you found yourself at some fork in the road or some juncture where you're like, I got to do something different? And then why did you pick franchising? And then we'll get to Bloomin' Blinds.
Sounds good. Well, my path started being a contract attorney. I actually was an attorney practicing in the state of Michigan when I had my first daughter. And that first day I went back to work, I worked so long and such a long day from morning till night, I didn't see her awake. I didn't see her awake in the morning. I didn't see her awake at the end. And I knew at that point that I needed to find something else for myself to do. Luckily for me, when I had my second son in Michigan, when I was done having him, I was thinking about going back to work. My husband got transferred to South Carolina from Michigan, and I was able to stay home with them. Life took a dramatic turn when I was pregnant with my third child, and we moved across the country again to Minnesota. And we stayed there about 18 months with his job. So I was home with the three kids, and we got to move right back down to South Carolina because we absolutely love it here. And I had my fourth child at the time. I only have four. And I got a call when she was 7 weeks old. Do you want to come and teach preschool? Of course. So I took on that journey for 5 years of teaching. And it bridged the gap between being home with my children and having a life outside of the home, meeting people, talking to people. And COVID hit. COVID was a very dramatic turn in my life and my family's life. My husband and I had several conversations that it was time to stop trusting in the market and it was time to start investing in ourselves. So that's what led us directly to looking at franchises.
Okay. So from being an attorney to stop being a preschool teacher to let's a franchise. Okay. But everybody out there listening, like, this is how life happens, right? Like, it's not always just like the obvious next step, right? I mean, you answered the call to preschool. Was that because you could do that job and still be the mom that you wanted to be to all your own kids? Like, you had that flexibility of the same schedule? Yeah.
I was able to take them all with me.
Oh, they're in your classroom.
Well, they were in their classrooms, but I was able to bring them to me with school. I got to see them at all their special classes and get called out whenever they needed me.
Exactly. That's awesome. Good job, Mom. This episode is going to spark a lot of hearts because as working moms, we know, like, if the hardest thing you ever do is the day you go back to work after you have a baby, or like, I was lucky enough to already have my franchise before I had kids, but I would be right there with you. It's like, no way. Let somebody else raise them while I go work. But most people need two incomes. And a lot of women, it's not just a need. Like you said,
you want to have something that's not just you being defined as a mom. Makes you feel like an adult, a human, get dressed every day, leave the house every day. So you start thinking about a franchise to invest in yourself. I love that conversation. God bless your husband. And how do you end up at the obvious choice of Bloomin' Blinds?
Well, we went through a lot of different testing and personality trait testing just to determine where we would both fit naturally. And of course, they brought out all the educational things. They brought out kids, pets, and Blooming Blinds. And when I was sitting through all of the calls listening, because I kind of let my husband investigate and get to know everything before I was ready to jump on, because I still had 4 very young children and a huge classroom of kids. So the reason why I felt so comfortable with Blooming Blinds is they had this amazing support team ready to answer all of our questions. And my husband comes up with some crazy questions, but they were able to answer those and help him through the journey. Whereas when we were talking to other franchises, they just couldn't answer those hard questions about finances and support. Those are 2 very important things to look at.
Amazing. So when did you become a Bloomin' Blinds franchisee?
We went to confirmation day and I walk down in this hotel lobby and I look up and there's these gigantic guys, so much taller than me, over 6 feet tall, the 3 brothers of Blooming Blinds. And talking with them, it just felt natural. I wasn't intimidated at all. I just felt like giving them a big hug and it felt like family right then and there. I knew they were there for us. And we spent the weekend getting to know them, getting to know the business, and we signed our papers on Valentine's Day of 2022.
Congratulations. Awesome. So at the time of this recording, it's June of 2024. So you've been at it for a couple of years. So let's talk about this decision and how it's changed your life, maybe some of the pros and the cons. I mean, everything has an up and a down, right? So tell us a little bit about your journey as a business owner, Emily, and things you've learned about yourself and this decision that you've made.
So imagine this. You find somebody who is going to be your manager of the business. He has experience measuring, installing blinds, being out there in the blind terminology, the world, everything about it. And I didn't. We go to training, we invest in this guy. We invest in training, uniforms, he has a van, he has all the technology he needs. And I said, I want to be in the office. I'll get our name out there. I will network. We get back from training 2 weeks later, 4 days in, I get a text message that says, this isn't for me. So what do? Do you give up on your business? No, you don't. Get inside that van. I got myself into this gigantic 4 Transit and I handled my own appointments. It was at that moment that I had to decide, do you let it go or do you pour yourself into this and take charge? And that's what I did. And I have to tell you, that was the single most defining moment of my franchise and where I am now, is because I got out there and I did it myself. So now I learned so much that I'm a better leader of my company.
Amazing. Sometimes the biggest setbacks are really just setups for something better. So you got in the van. And so then how did that work out? Are you still in the van? Do you have a team now?
I have a team now. I started with 1 van. So we're a mobile service. So everything's inside our vans. And now we have 3 vans. I actually have a team of 3 people that go out and do sales, do installs. I still love to get out there. I will do my best to be there at the beginning at the sales consultation. I'll be there installed to make sure everything is perfect. And I will even give my clients my phone number that if anything happens, they pick up their phone and let me know, and I will always be there for them.
This is so amazing. Okay, so you bought a franchise to be like more hands-off CEO because I'm a mom, I'm a preschool teacher, I'm an attorney. Let's not forget that. And then life happens, you end up in the van, and now here you are with a whole team, but still loving your business enough to be like, I love my customers and I want to be there. I want them to know who I am.
Yes, I think that's so important. It's just they need to know that we're there from the beginning, the middle, and beyond. Not the end, but beyond.
Yeah.
To take care of them.
So I kind of want to go back. And so in choosing Bloom and Blinds, it was because of the people, not because of the product?
Correct. I had no idea about window treatments whatsoever, but I met a group of individuals, the Stewart brothers, and I just fell in love with their story. Their mom started the business. And I just think that is so incredible that she went out there and learned how to clean and repair blinds. And then here comes her three sons and just taking the business to the next level. And when I got to know them, I knew the support that they offered me, like, was beyond what product it was. So their level of service and love for what they do and just ability to answer a phone call every time I needed them is what really made me feel like it was the best decision I could make was going with Blooming Blinds.
It's so funny. So for those of you who are out there listening to this, right? A lot of times people come to a consultant and they think they know what they want based on being a consumer or like my passion is the gym, so I've got to own the gym. But here's an amazing testament to, and I'm assuming you worked with some kind of consultant, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So here's an amazing testament to working with a consultant because she ended up in a business and she bought a franchise for who, not what. Where have you listeners heard that before? Franchising is always who, not what. If it's about what, go be an inventor, go be an entrepreneur. If it's about who you're in business with for support, the idea that you're in business for yourself and not by yourself, it has to be about who. And this is the perfect story. And you end up going, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to fall in love with wines, right? Because you fall in love with people. And that's the business. And that's an amazing, amazing story. So you're 2 years into this decision, or maybe a little more because it takes time to find the business and get up and open. So your husband says, we're not going to rely on the 401ks anymore. We're going to invest in ourselves. So is that been a good decision for you and your family?
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're ready to begin your own journey to find the perfect franchise, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaily.tv. My services are totally free for you. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. Now back to the show.
It's been the best decision we could have made because not only is it providing for our family, it's teaching our children to believe in themselves.
You have become the role model to those kids. How old are your kids today, Emily?
13, 11, 8, and 6.
Oh my gosh, you are in it, girl.
And we've inspired our children to open their own businesses and really believe that they can do anything.
So true, the statistic of kids who grow up from a household where there's a business that go on and become business owners themselves. I mean, isn't that the greatest legacy you could ever give to your kids? Is the idea that you don't want to go trade your time for money and somebody else's dream, but you can do this too. You can be a business owner and to start them when they have, you know, before they too deep into their lives and have, you know, the golden handcuffs because you have mortgages and families and now you can't quit the job and go follow your dream and start a business, right? But to teach them to do that from day one. Amazing. So your husband, is he in the family business? Is he still working a W-2?
Well, that's an interesting thing that happened. Because of Blooming Blinds, I have really networked out in the community and met quite a few people. And we had a restaurant owner who was looking for somebody to take it over for him. He just didn't have the motivation to keep going with it. So we decided, since it worked so well, to invest in ourselves before, that we were going to buy another business. And my husband got let go of his job the day we invested in another business to keep us going. So no matter what happens, you just have to believe in yourself and invest in yourselves because it will all work out.
Oh my gosh. Life just keeps happening to you. And it's awesome because this is what happens. The people who try to sit on the sideline and control the whole thing, this is why you can't, because the unexpected may happen. It probably will happen. And so if you're trying to control the whole thing from the sideline, you're never going to be able to get in the game and just learn that you can figure it out. You don't quit. Like, more confident of a human person are you, Emily? They go all the way back to the days when you were in Michigan, no children, and a contract attorney.
I can't believe where I am now, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Like, you just never knew where your life was going to go over those 13 years, right? Like, that's so crazy. So what are your goals or your future plans with Blim and Blinds? Are you thinking you want to build this for an exit? Are you thinking you want to build it and just turn it into more semi-absentee income? Do you have those kind of goals?
Right now, I'm starting to continue to build it. Our whole goal is to reinvest in ourselves continuously and grow it and build it. I do try to step back sometimes to coach different programs with my children and make sure I'm there for their activities as well. But I just see this getting much bigger, but I doubt I could step away. I have just fell in love with this company. Maybe add more and have that be the absentee model. But for now, I just see myself being with the Blinds for a long time.
It's such a good story. So financially, may I ask, like, so your husband loses his job, working like, you know, I don't know. We just stepped out again into the unknown and bought another business? Or were you just like, whatever, we're ready for this?
Yeah, we were ready for it. We haven't been really upset at all. And all of our friends have told us, like, they wished they had done this earlier. Because you never know what life's going to throw you with corporate jobs. So they all think that this is such a great opportunity and just really commend ourselves for, you know, having that in place and knowing that, you know, you're worth investing in.
Daring to do what other people only want to think about is so inspiring. And so not only have you become the role model for your children, but it sounds like also like your friends, your family, your network around you. I mean, congratulations. It's such a fun, fun story. I love that you have the vision that you want to remain involved. It doesn't mean for those listening that she's trading her time for money. It doesn't mean she bought a job. It means she fell in love with her business and she's the business owner who likes to be involved. Correct, Emily?
Correct.
Yeah. How many territories are you running in South Charlotte right now?
I have 3 territories.
You're running 3 territories and you have 3 vans to date, and you think you could keep going? You can grow deeper and wider into those 3?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Charlotte is such a large market.
Is it just a function? So the scale is a function of just the networking and then the marketing driving the lead flow?
Correct.
So let me ask you this question. In the blind business, you know, there's a lot of competition, right? You've got budget, you've got other franchise brands that are in the blind business. And then, of course, you've got your Lowe's and your Home Depot that, you know. So for those people who may be out there thinking blinds, like, how do you compete against, like, what are the differences? And I don't want to get into the selling of the Blim and Blinds, but more on a high level, when you think about, like, the competition in your market, with what you know today, does the competition matter? Or is there enough business out there for everybody?
I think it does matter. I do believe there's enough business for everyone, but I do believe the competition matters because in my market, I am the only blind company that does repairs. So my competitors are referring their clients to me to do repairs. And another thing that I've seen that's different is I'm answering the phone and being there when something happens. Say a blind breaks that was installed last year. Well, I'm going to be there with a brand new one for them at no cost. We have a wonderful warranty of lifetime products as well as a lifetime service warranty to really go in there and make sure that if something happens, we're here.
It's so good. So for those of you who are out there, again, just listening, taking it in, and we make things like competition a hurdle, that becomes like a mountain we can't move past. The point I'm trying to drive home and sort of like coaching this conversation is, if you stand on the sideline and you don't get into the franchise and ask the questions of the franchisor and then validate with people like Emily, who are franchisees, who can tell you in their real world experience how things are working, right? What is this competitive advantage? Oh, you service blinds, you're the only one, your competition sends people your way. Right? You can't make that on the sideline by yourself. You would be like, that would never happen. And then you're saying that that's what happened. So it's just more, it's a deeper story that says, if you're on the sideline and you want to explore franchises, you want the freedom and the control and the opportunity to have your own testimonial story like this, right? You have to be willing to get into the exploratory process, not to see if it's definitely going to work out, but just to start asking some questions and finding out what the answers to those questions are. And do the answers to those questions satisfy you in a way that inspires you? I think if somebody had said to you, Emily, 13 years ago, hey, 13 years from now, you're going to own 3 territories of a blind company and be buying another business, and oh, your husband's going to lose his job, would you be like, you're crazy? I don't know anything about blind.
I feel like I'm laughing at you right now. Like, now that'd be crazy.
The twists and turns of life. It's awesome. It's awesome. What did your husband do for work before now he's a business owner, but what industry was he in?
Supply chain. In the automotive industry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So another like huge leap for those people who feel like you have to know something about your business. In franchising, you really don't, right, Emily?
No, not at all.
You could be a contract attorney who buys a blind business via a preschool teacher.
Yes. Everything I needed to know, patience and understanding and just wanting to learn more to become a better business owner.
It's always just about humans doing business with humans and bringing that, you know, to your business. It's awesome. So, Emily, I want to give you the floor. So for those people who are on the sideline, I would like you to share like parting words of wisdom, advice. What advice do you have for those people who think about owning a franchise, talk about owning a franchise, but are not taking action moving toward that dream?
What are you waiting for? That's what I would say. If I knew everything I knew today, I'd probably do it sooner.
You guys heard her story. She's had some twists and turns in her story, and she's still saying she would do it sooner.
Absolutely.
What part of you says that? Like, if you knew what you knew today, why would you do it sooner?
Just knowing that I can invest myself and control my destiny and my business is so much more important than having a corporate job and that financial stability that you know is going to come every week in a paycheck. I'd much rather know that my potential is so much greater than that, and that running a business and investing myself in it, you know, I can take off like a rocket ship.
That's the best way to end this conversation right there. Well, you're so inspiring. I mean, my cheeks hurt from smiling so much. You're a blessing to all of us. Thank you so much for being a guest here on American Wealth and Franchising.
Absolutely.
Yes, and we wish you the best in your new business as well. So for those of you who are on the sideline, if you are ready to start taking action, moving toward your blooming blind, your amazing testimonial, well, you know that I want to be your franchise consultant. Reach directly out to inquire at kimdaly.tv. That's inquire at kimdaly.tv. And until next time, my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach.
You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire at kimdaly.tv. That's inquire at kimdaly.tv.